Music to Jason Lesniewicz's ears from Choose Chicago. Hey, Jason, I love having you in studio.
Well, I always love coming in. I appreciate it.
And what a view this is.
You know, that's what I come for, Steve. You know, I love looking at the beauty of our city from up above.
You know what? We just had friends in from Boston, and we took them out. We went up to Sears and did the ledge.
Skydeck, Willis.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I said Sears. Are they going to throw me out of Chicago now?
No, they're pretty lenient with that one.
And our guide, by the way, was amazing. So, because he gave a history of the city and talked about the fire and then talked about how the city was built up architecturally and talked about the early high-rises. I mean, this is unbelievable to believe, and it ages me. But I remember my grandfather saying, I'm going to take you somewhere where you've never been. And he took me up to the tallest building in Chicago, the Prudential Building, which is now, what, number 45 on the list or something like that of tall buildings. I mean, that was, at that time, a big deal, not only in Chicago, but in America. We had this huge skyscraper, and only New York had one that was taller or something like that, you know?
Yeah, architecture really put us on the map, especially globally, from the early history to, you know, the rebuild and all the way to buildings like the Willis. Amazing experience, right? Their new queuing experience where you really learn about the city is really great, and then those views are amazing.
So by queuing, you mean before you actually go up in the elevator, and you're seeing those incredible views, and you're on what's called the ledge, and we're gonna be talking about this more in a couple of weeks, but it was so much fun. I hadn't done that. So that is something I think that is one example that people who live here generally don't do until, like us, I'm guilty. We had friends in from Boston, so we did it, you know?
Absolutely. It's we don't sometimes explore our own city enough. And you know, the events, yes, but the attractions, really, you know, Skydeck, 360 Chicago in the Hancock Building.
Yeah.
You know, the river cruises, the museums. Go to our museums. You know, they always have rotating exhibitions. They're amazing attractions, and sometimes we just don't take advantage.
And they do have special, quote-unquote, deals for people who are residents.
Yeah, on our website especially, you'll see our list of free days. You know, if you really want to bring the family out, free days at the museum.
I
know. You know, it's a... You know, so we have the list of free days, discount days. You know, we want people to go to our cultural attractions.
Okay, so Dean was talking earlier, as we go through a whole lot of attractions, give you maybe some ideas of some things you can do before the summer ends, which it never will, right?
No, summer for us goes through September in my head.
Well, I was hoping you'd say through December, but that's okay. So Lollapalooza.
Of course, the big one. It is this upcoming weekend, starting Thursday through Friday, or Thursday through Sunday, in Grant Park. I'm sure there's passes available on the secondary market. Always one of our biggest music festivals. Kendrick Lamar's headlining, Billie Eilish, Red Hot Chili Peppers, for some of the names that I can think of. Will be a great weekend in Grant Park.
Yeah, Carol G, it says, will be here. Who is that? I have no clue. Do you have any idea?
Neither one of us. I'm dating myself because I only know like the top two lines
Patrick,
of the lineup.
Do you know who Carol G is? No, he doesn't know either, and he's like 18 or something. No, you're not. He's 20-something or another. All right, the Bud Billiken Parade. This is really unique if you've not done this.
Absolutely. Definitely go down to the Bronzeville neighborhood on August 12th. It's the largest African-American parade in the country. We have a reel on our Instagram channel right now from footage last year. The dancing, the performances, the marching bands. It's an absolutely spectacular parade. To celebrate going back to school. Who doesn't want to talk about summer ending and going back to school?
We don't want summer to end. I've got an event that I've been complaining about for a long time, and no one's been hearing me. But I've got the guy who will... You're stuck now. You're going to hear me complain about this. And I will do that when we come back on WGN. You know, Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 2:17. Jason Lesniewicz is here. We're talking about Choose Chicago. And you should choose Chicago. Explain just briefly what Choose Chicago is all about.
Yeah, we are the tourism agency for the city. So we market and sell Chicago. And, you know, our mission is to enrich our community by bringing people to the city for the economic benefit of the city.
Does it drive you crazy, or is it a good thing, as I'm sure it's happened to you when you're abroad, maybe in another country, and you say, I'm here for Chicago, and they say, yes, Oprah, or they say, Michael Jordan, or do they still say Al Capone?
Yeah, it ranges a gamut. You know, our perception, the city's perception, was really driven by television for a long time before we had an organization like Choose Chicago to promote the city globally. So, yeah, a lot of, you know, Al Capone references sometimes get gunned down by the Tommy gun. Michael Jordan, of course, is just a worldwide name that is synonymous with Chicago. So there tends to be a dated perception of Chicago until you come here and you're like, oh, my God, this is an amazing city.
I hear that all the time. So if I'm hearing it all the time, you must hear it every single day, where people say, I had no idea. And I'm not talking about only individuals. I'm talking about groups who organize others by the thousands to come maybe for a convention or some such thing, hadn't considered Chicago for whatever reason. They get stuck with Chicago, or maybe they end up choosing Chicago. They're here, and now they say, my gosh, I didn't know.
Yeah, the beauty of the city, how it's laid out. We talked about the architecture, the lakefront, and the river walk. It is just a walkable city. It has a big city with diverse experiences across every aspect, from culture to dining to theater. And it's just, you know, and yeah, it's a great big city experience, but with very friendly. It doesn't feel like that big kind of crazy city.
Yeah, I'm so proud when I show people around, and then you go up to somebody to ask for tickets, or you go up to someone to ask for, you know, where can I buy this or get this? And people are nice,
by and large,
and it surprises people.
It does, yes, I know. For such a big city, yes, we are the friendliest big city, I'm going to say.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to complain about, and it won't go anywhere, I know. I'm not a fan of the Air and Water show. I'm really not. It makes a whole lot of noise. I live along the lakefront, so I see it, but I'm worried that one day something really bad is going to happen. Nevertheless, I am aware I'm in a very small minority there, that most people, millions, love the literally millions love this. I don't know what the appeal is, but like it or not, it is coming August 19th and 20th.
Yeah, it's back again for the second year in a row. You know, it did have a hiatus. It's an expensive free event for the city. And so it is back again on that weekend, that third weekend of August. So, you know, it always starts really early with the water show. And then the air show comes in a little bit later on, viewing all along the beachfronts. There's private parties at various places along the lakefront as well, if you want to experience it with less crowds, I would say.
Yes. And now, one of the most important events ever. I'm going to talk about pizza. The Pizza Festival in Chicago. That's August 26th and 27th. I did not know about this. 40 pizza vendors in one place at one time. For me, this is kind of heaven.
Yeah. Steve Dolinsky is behind the Pizza Fest here.
Is he really?
He is. So okay. That's his event. It's going to be at the Salt Shed, which is an amazing music venue, if you haven't been over there.
Yeah, I've not
it's
been there.
It's a great venue. And it was funny, when I was writing out some notes, I was thinking, can I name 40 pizza places in the city? I got to like the mid-20s, so
I can't,
you know,
name
I think,
40.
You know, 40 different pizza vendors at that festival. You know, Pizza Chicago, it's very synonymous as well. So it's going to be a great event.
Variety, different pizza, all deep dish?
What? Oh, no. It'll run the gamut from, you know, wood fire to thin crust to tavern style. I forget what they kind of call Pequod's. It's kind of like...
Oh, Pequod's. Yeah.
Have you been watching? It's kind of like deep dish. It's not, but it's kind of... Yeah.
Yeah. You must be so proud in some ways of the Bear. I'm talking about the... I think it's Hulu that streams this, right?
FX is the Bear. I just did a segment on all the restaurants that are featured.
Exactly.
Chicago plays a starring role in season two, and they go all over the city.
They do. And the aerial shots of – they love our trains. The aerial shots are amazing. And I say – I just want to see the beginning of every episode. And I can say, I know that building. I've been in that building. That building over there, it's great.
Yeah, it was fun watching the restaurants. I'm a big foodie. I love to go out to eat. So Avec was featured, Publican Quality Meats, Pizza Lobo in Logan Square. Talking about pizza, really good pizza there. Giant was featured. There was a fictitious restaurant. So, you know, there's like 10 or 12 restaurants that have been featured on this show. And yeah, it really shows Chicago in a great light and really gets the restaurant thing, you know, authenticity. They talked about the writers and producers to bring that to the bear.
Are you sort of, I was thrilled to see, never mind what goes on or doesn't go on in the show itself, as far as the storyline, showing Chicago in such a positive light, it's about time.
Yeah, it's we can't buy, you know, that sort of publicity and ad space. You know, TV shows have an amazing reach and appeal and can change someone's perception about a city and, you know, might have someone that never even thought about visiting Chicago. Maybe they love the show. They want to go visit those restaurants. You know, it might bring in someone that never considered us.
Oh, I could see a bear tour. Because they do all these tours, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it is
someone's
in the works. There's a organization that runs film location tours. So if they're
right.
Not thinking of a bear tour,
they are now.
They are now for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
North Halsted Market Days.
Yeah, one of the largest music festivals in our neighborhoods. It's up in the North Halsted neighborhood, formerly known as Lakeview or Boys Town. 3 days, music stages, lots of performers, one of our great street festivals.
Yeah, and they have drag performers there too, according to the description.
Absolutely.
I've been there. Well, that would be, it's crazy to think that, and it's not, this is only one example of things that we do that we don't, or go to that we don't think twice about. It's no big deal. Are actually banned in some other states. It's so bizarre to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're, I would say, a very liberal city, a very accepting city.
Yeah, I guess,
yeah.
But there's nothing. It's part of our culture, some of these things, forever, for years. All right, Sundays on State,
yeah.
Not far from where we are now. That kicks off like it's today?
They're
or next
only
Sunday?
Doing two of them this summer, and the next one is August 13th. So
okay.
They close State Street, and they have performances, they have classes, they have food vendors, they have, you know, people selling various wares, and it's really fun to just be on State Street, just walking the street. They had very large crowds. It's been very successful. So only one more Sunday to come check out Sundays on State, and that's August 13th.
And how much is that to get in?
That is free.
I like that whenever you say that word.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. The Chicago Jazz Festival, August 31st through September 3rd.
Yeah.
That's in Millennium Park. And by the way, I want you to talk about that. I'll give a plug, too. Anytime you're at Millennium Park, there is the Millennium. Now, I'm in trouble because I'm giving a plug to a restaurant I can't think of the name of. But it's right there at Millennium Park. And it's this large outdoor space with, incidentally, really good pizza and more award-winning beer. But the point is that there's space to sit, and it's huge. I can't think of the name of it, but it's right at Millennium Park.
Yes, and I was trying to think of the name of it as you were going through that description and can't think of it either. But, yeah, the ice rink is where the seating is.
Right.
You have the big,
right.
Massive outdoor seating. And, Jazz Fest is Labor Day weekend at Jay Pritzker Pavilion, days long of, world-renowned jazz, one of the best festivals Chicago puts on.
And how much is that?
That is free as well, Steve.
I keep asking that question. You keep coming back with that same answer, and it's one that I like a lot. Do you have to reserve tickets or anything? For people who haven't gone, they may not know and may feel not comfortable going because of the reality of what's going on, not only in Chicago, but other big cities. I know people who have gone to similar events, obviously not the jazz event, but the other musical festivals at Millennium Park, and they can't believe it.
Yeah. You mostly, if you want to sit in the seating area where you have a seat to sit in, you have to reserve those. The lawn is no reservations. You can come out with your blanket, with your family, sit in the lawn and enjoy, you know, great jazz all day long. Millennium Park puts on a variety of concerts. They have their film series as well. Their summer film and music series is going on throughout the summer.
And you have that at parks all over Chicago, right? The films that you could see in the parks.
You can. That's part of the park district programming. Yeah, Night Out in the Parks. You know, we have such great free programming. Chicago Summer Dance, if you want to learn how to dance, is all throughout the city. Some neighborhood festivals that are coming up. Glenwood Avenue Arts Festival, Jeff Fest in Jefferson Park. Bronzeville is having a jazz festival in August as well. It's a one-day festival on August 5th. There's just so much great free culture here. It's one of the things that makes our city great.
And the fireworks, which are free at Navy Pier.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, free fireworks through Labor Day weekend. So that Saturday of Labor Day weekend will be the last free fireworks show at Navy Pier.
And it's great to go out on one of the cruise lines, of which there are now 7,800 or something, you know, right along the river.
Yeah.
And they have special, all of them, they have special excursions where you can come out and see the fireworks.
Yeah, the river cruises, they will have their firework cruises. So if you want to see the fireworks from the lake, definitely book a firework cruise. And then the dinner cruises off of Navy Pier also have various deals if you want to enjoy a meal out on the lake and finish it off with fireworks.
I believe I saved the best three for last. Rib Fest, Sangria Fest, and Taste of Greek Town. Opa!
Yeah, some of our food festivals, these are all going to be in the neighborhoods. Rib Fest is actually a very large festival up in the North Center neighborhood, mm-hmm. right there on
so
Lincoln and Irving Park.
Right.
Yeah,
Lincoln and Irving Park.
Actually is a competition, so someone will walk away winning some awards for their ribs. Taste of Greek Town, right, of course, on Halsted in that four-block stretch that is Greek Town in there in the West Loop.
And it seems to be coming back a little bit. There was this, even before the pandemic, some of the restaurants were having difficulty. I think a couple went out, one had a fire. And now they seem to be coming back.
Yeah, you know, Greek Town it's an important aspect of our identity in the West Loop. You know, Greeks came here in large numbers with a lot of various immigrant groups and set up a really great neighborhood, really great food. They have the Hellenic Museum there as well, a couple bakeries. It's worth the visit for some authentic cuisine.
And very quickly, Sangria Fest.
Yeah, this one is slipping my mind on the location, but it's August 19th and 20th, Steve. If all sorts of various sangria,
perfect.
Red and white sangrias. Yeah,
it's perfect for me to say, check out your website, which is
choosechicago.com. We have a great events calendar and our festival
your website
lineup.
Is amazing. Who
Thank
does
you.
Your website? How many 40 people do you have?
Well, that is 400. The marketing team. You know, we have a content team that puts out, you know, we have a weekly blog on things to do this weekend. We put out things to do this month, free things to do this month every month. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to find all the great things to do in Chicago.
You are a rock star. Thank you very much, Jason.